AI testing.
Yeah, hi. You're into the repeater here. This is N0TR Tom.
I'm my 35-year-old ICOM 028T. I said I might need a battery. Gotta put this, plug the charger in. How's the audio sound?
60% audio and 40% white noise, but very copyable.
You have a good day.
What's your location?
Well.
Oh, you're up there by Dave. It's another ham radio friend. Okay, you have a good day. I just wanted to let you know. And you're plenty much copyable, but there is some white noise in there. And my name's Tom, 73. This is November 0, Tango Romeo.
Tom, my name is Ed. You also. Stay safe. Bye.
10-4-IQ Mobile.
N0TR.
Went to the doctor, and had a good visit there. Just saw the temporary doctor, because mine's out. But anyway, that was fine, and then I went to the store, and now I'm headed home. So that's it.
Phil for just a little bit, and by the time I got back to him, I was driving just a few, maybe a mile from home, and so I didn't want to interrupt, and I called him after I got in the house, and he was on an HT, said he couldn't talk right then, he's working, but I just got my lab results from the doctor, and this morning, and I didn't think they'd even done them. They didn't draw as much blood as usual. You know how they switch, take several vials. But she said, I've had guys with 20-year-olds that were worse off than you are, Tom, as far as your butt tests go. That made me feel pretty good. But I wish I felt like a 20-year-old.
You have some of that good Kansas blood in you, I suppose. That's good. Well, the only thing I changed about my medicine was I've been taking some non-statins. They're going to put me on some statins. This is after 75 years, right? But it's the lowest dose of Crestor. That's what they're going to put me on. Take me off some of this other stuff I've been taking, which has done a reasonable job, but it wasn't a statin. But finally, the older I get, using these powders and niacin and stuff isn't as effective. And it probably has to do with my diet, and it probably has to do with the fact I'm getting older, you know, that sort of thing. But anyway, so they said, come back 3 months, we'll see how it's working, you know, that sort of thing. Don't call us, we'll call you.
Congratulations on that, Bill. My cholesterol was 114, and I just take a half a dose of that statin, which is 40 milligrams. 80 is the standard, I think. And then I drink my sand of a morning. You know what that is, that cholestamine stearate. And for 114 on one, for the one that can be up to 200, I think. And what they call that, I don't know. But the other one's the HDL, and it was 44, and it's supposed to be greater than 40, I think. And the triglycerides were 93, and they were supposed to be less than 150. So that sand works real good.
Well, I don't know what kind of statin you're on. This Crestor is, the lowest dose is like 0.05, I think that's what they told me. And you go to 10, and a 20, and a 40, so they put me on the lowest one. Biggest concern I've got is leg cramps and restless leg syndrome, because all my family that takes statins has that problem. That's why I resisted using it. As a matter of fact, they just changed pills statins because of that problem. I mean, he just couldn't sleep at night at all because of his legs. They changed a couple other medications, and now he doesn't have a problem at all.
Atorvastatin, they call it A-T-O-R, whatever it is, atorvastatin, and it's 40, and usually standards pretty much prescribed as 80. But the thing that helped my leg cramps the most, Bill, was that isosorbide. It's a vasodilator, and I take that just before I go to bed. What's the name of that stuff that you rub on my legs, Mom? TheraWorks. I use that, and I think it's magnesium in it, Bernice. Yeah, magnesium. If you just saw that dessert Bernice made me when I walked in the door today, you just thought, boy, that's really heart healthy. It was some kind of an apple ring. Oh, God, it was delicious, and it had, what was it, cream cheese in it? In the middle of it and that, and I thought, if the doctor could see that. But boy, it was good with a cup of coffee, let me tell you.
If you take the right medicine, you can eat anything you want, it sounds like.
No, but shut up, Bernice. I didn't tell you to talk. She said he would anyways, Bill. I don't know. I think I lean towards hypoglycemic, you might say. My brother had that pretty seriously. But my blood sugar stays really good. There goes two people riding up that hill out there. I don't know how in the world they do it. But it just does. It stays down, and I'm thankful for that because I don't want to be diabetic or pre-diabetic or anything. Now, there are scales down there, and it always ticks me off. Like, I went in there and said 185 or something like that. And I weighed this morning in the buff. I weighed 175. Well, I had on a coat. I had on this big cell phone, this iPhone 11. It's heavy. And I had keys that I always carry and a pocket knife, which I shouldn't have had. But they didn't know that. And it just, you know, they'll subtract 3 pounds, but they should subtract about 6 easily. And that at any rate. I don't weigh that much. I was down to 172. Bernice has been feeding me too many sweets, so it's her fault.
If she can't defend herself, you're there. Well, you haven't learned yet. Learn what the women do. Tom, you got to go buy yourself a purse. Then you put all that junk in the purse, and then you set it on the floor. Of course, you got to take your shoes off. Set it on the floor while they weigh you. That's what you got to do. And not only that, just make sure you go through your routine in the morning when you get up. Get rid of all that excess weight. That's the way they do it.
Shoes can weigh 2 or 3 pounds. And then having on a heavy jacket, and the phone, it's another pound and a half or something like that. I've thought about getting one of those iPhone 12 minis, but I don't know. I haven't had this one but a year. It's a magnificent phone, but I should have thought about the weight because I have screws in my foot, Bill, and it just... I can't lift over about 10, 15 pounds. And then if I do, it hurts. And that's the thing that bothers me the most. I go out there, I can't hardly lift the chicken watering bucket just to change that. Bernice does it. I feel it, and she sticks it back in the cage. So it's really, that's because of my lower back arthritis and also the screws in my foot. And it's just, that's the only upsetting part of this old age, that and arthritis in my fingers and whatnot.
Well, when you get older, you're going to have aches and pains. I don't care what happens to you. Well, I was going to mention something, but but I can't remember what it is now. I guess that's the other thing, the problem of getting old.
I had a joke that I should have sent you, but I didn't. It was a little distasteful the other day. Not bad, but my son-in-law's uncle sent it to me. He's an ex-Marine, and it was really neat. And I sent it to a couple of people, but I'm very careful about that. And it wasn't real bad, but it was cute in that respect. It was talking about, heck, I forget what I was talking about, Bill, but the punchline was something about, and they'll forget all about it because they don't really, I know what it was. It was a merger of Coca-Cola with the Viagra company. It was kind of cute. Well, here comes the UPS guy.
KN4VWA. Okay. Well, you better go out there and check the mail. I am in my parking lot right next to my house. It's called the driveway. I'm going to go on inside. Steve, you go ahead and take it. N4IQ.
Sent that to me last night, and I couldn't stand it. I had sent it on to some friends.
On to who? It was kind of cute in a way, but I'm careful about that. Well, Steve, I sent you 10 mil, 73, and talk to you later. Say hello to Elaine and give them doggies a pat. Steve, I was just wondering how our old buddy Dave's getting along.
Well, he said he's feeling better, and I think he's going to be all right. You know, he doesn't have any of the respiratory or blood sugar issues that some folks have that really get down with it. And the long and short of it, I think he's going to be fine.
Well, he's kind of a special guy, but don't tell him I said that. But I know he's a good friend of yours, and I consider him one of mine. And you're closer to him than I am, so I figured you might know. Well, that's terrible he got that. You know, I hadn't thought of one thing, no. I was telling Amy about that, and I said, man, he's the healthiest guy in the world. He plays tennis like he's a drug addict, you know. It's his cocaine playing tennis. And I said, but the bad part is he gets out there in the cold and all that. The last time I talked to him, he did have a cold and sinus problem, and that was before he got tested for that. And I know his son-in-law and daughter had it, I think. And so I was worried that it did go to his lungs in that respect. But I said, how in the world will you get it out there in the open like that? Surely you never got it there. And she says, yeah, Dad, but you know what? You're touching the ball. It's going back and forth with somebody else. I never thought of that.
That's true. You just really don't know where you get something like that from. And if you did figure it out, I think a lot of people would be amazed at the actual source. So, it's something else, I'll tell you. Extremely contagious. So, yeah, that was quite a funny you sent me last night there, bud. I enjoyed that.
I've sent things on like that once in a while, and people take it wrong, and that was just, it was distasteful in a little bit, but it wasn't in a lot of ways, and so I just don't send those to very many people. I thought you'd get a laugh out of it, Steve, and my son-in-law's uncle is a great guy. He's like my grandson. He's huge, tall, big guy. And he worked for Michelin for many, many, many years and was an executive and nicest guy in the world. So I was kind of surprised to get that. And he wouldn't even send it to my daughter. And so Amy, she's honorary, so I sent it to her. And I just got a smiley back. But at any rate, I'm glad you enjoyed it. And I'm getting ready to go outside. I got to change the light bulb in my Tacoma. headlight, and I gotta go check on the girls.
That sounds like fun. Well, you know, that one was sort of along the lines of one I heard several years ago about why they give half a Viagra to all the male residents of the nursing home.
There's certain things on the repeater we got to be very careful about, so I can wait for that on a text, I think. But, we ordered 8 new speckled Sussex hens, and supposed to pick them up in Hinman on the 29th. And they're supposed to lay medium to large brown eggs, tanned brown, and they're supposed to lay all through the winter. So, sounds like a winner. Uh-oh, I got a phone call here. Steve, I'll catch you in a little bit. It's real cheer.
WA, standing by.
WA, and 0TR.